From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for David Brancaccio. After years of negotiations, Iran and six major world powers have reached a deal over the country's nuclear program. The agreement aims to curb Iran's production of nuclear weapons, and in exchange, the U.S., United Nations, and European Union will lift sanctions. The deal still has to make it through the U.S. Congress, but if it goes ahead, Iran will start ramping up its oil exports. Barbara Shook is senior reporter at large with the Energy Intelligence Group and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
If these sanctions are lifted and Iran starts exporting more oil, what's that mean for the global oil market?
In the short term, we might see a knee-jerk reaction. It's going to be a while, maybe up to a year, before Iran reaches its maximum capacity. And we hope that demand moves up to absorb not just the existing barrels, but also the new barrels that will be coming in.
And what does Iran's reentry mean for the domestic oil market and the domestic oil industry?
We have more oil than we ever dreamed we would have again. We still import some grades of crude because refineries are set up to process a specific grade of crude. It's sort of like having an oven that can bake only a certain cake recipe. So we have to import those grades of crude for those refineries. It's going to have an impact on prices, but we won't see a major impact for a year or more.
And do you think we'll see an impact on production?
We're still producing as much oil as we did a year ago. Somehow producers just can't stop drilling holes in the ground.
Barbara Shook is senior reporter at large with the Energy Intelligence Group. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. It's always a privilege.